Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. You know, I just want to say that it's really a sad thing that in society, so many people are bowling alone, to quote the title of a famous recent book about how loneliness has become such an incredible part of the experience of so many millions of American people and people in the Western world. And we can go on and on about the reasons, the affluence, and the baba, this and that and the other thing. But a real antidote we have discovered here in the synagogue is being together all the time as much as we possibly can, and kind of osmotically, almost automatically, you just come to admire so many people here. I mean, really, for Sue and me, it's probably the greatest joy of what we do here. And I know it's true for many of you as well. Well, periodically, leaders in the congregation, lay leaders, and sometimes others, speak to me and share such incredibly wonderful insights about life, about Scripture, about the Messianic Jewish experience, that I say, hey, listen, would you be willing to share that? And we're privileged this morning to have Ralph Zazula, who is a member of our board. He's the director of facilities on our board of directors. And he is a man of wisdom and a man who really tries to serve God with all he has. As a matter of fact, most weeks, he and Michelle are here before anybody helping to set up. And that's just one of the many things that we admire him for. Ralph shared some thoughts with me, and I thought it would be good for you to hear them. So why don't we just welcome Ralph? Ralph, come and speak.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. I don't know if anybody noticed, but there's a little bit of color in the trees on the way to Temple this morning. And that's fall. Right? We find ourselves in the middle of our fall festivals. It's a very busy time of the year. It's supposed to be that way. We're supposed to have a lot to do, but I find it wonderful. When the rabbi first asked me to speak this week, I prepared a drash. I looked over the portions. I thought what I came up with was appropriate. I thought you might like it. And then about a week ago, the Ruach said, nope, not that one. And start over again. So I put everything I had aside and gave it another shot. And so what you're going to hear is something completely different. As Dave said in our parsha this week, we got to hear from Moses and from David their songs, their final words of sorts. You know, both used their swan songs to lavish praise on Hashem. They didn't use them to list off their accomplishments. They didn't talk about how wonderful they were. Now, if that was me, would I do that? I'm not so sure that I would. I think that takes quite a bit to do. Not all of us know when the end is near. Not many will be famous and have their words recorded for all posterity, like David and Moses did. And we were recently reminded of that as death has come to a couple of people around our congregation. Sometimes the end of life is expected. You know when it's coming. Sometimes not so much. However, in the case of Annette Salinger, it was a real shock. So I thought about my last conversations with Annette. And they were not a farewell speech. We did not know the end was coming. But I can tell you they were not mundane conversation. Her words also gave praise to Hashem. Her actions also did that, everything about Annette. So I read this week's portion once again, and I realized that Moses and David were not just great leaders, but they were also servants. They both served Hashem, and they did so by serving the people around them. Annette was just like that. She had the heart of a servant, and everyone could see that in everything that she did and in what she said, too. Now, Annette was not a leader. She was never a king, and she was never ruling over others. When I met her at Ruach, she was in the kitchen, always doing something like running the dishwasher. Annette did rule over the dishwasher. She really was always, like I say, doing for Ruach Israel, anything that she could do. She came early, before Michelle and I, by the way. And she stayed late. She was often the last person here on Shabbat. She did much more than just help out in the kitchen. She loved the liturgy. She loved Hebrew. She loved the worship. She loved studying the Torah. And she loved every single moment with every one of us. You didn't need to be around Ruach very long to notice that Annette did not have her turn in the kitchen. No one had to send her an email to tell her that it was her week to serve. You see, every week was an opportunity for Annette, never an obligation. Yeshua said, love others. So she loved. Yeshua said, love by doing for others. So she did. She gave of herself. And what Annette received in return was real joy. Now we can learn about giving to our community by watching others that are good at giving. Based on my experience, I can see that as a community, we have more people that do for others than most. And there are some very good reasons for this. Throughout Scripture, it encourages us, verse after verse, to serve others. Kepha admonished us, as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another. Hashem has given each one of us talents for a purpose, and that purpose should be used to serve Hashem. We understand that we are called to do for others, and Rav Shaul made it clear that we start by serving right within our own congregation when in Galatians he wrote, therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good toward all, especially to those that belong to the household of faith. It all begins right here. We come to Ruach Israel to recharge, to heal, to get ready for what the world throws at us all the rest of the week. The worship we get to experience is wonderful, and I know I'm a different person when I feel the Ruach among us. It is both a blessing for us and an offering of a real blessing to Hashem. But you know, it doesn't just happen. Before we gather together in that time of worship, volunteers are working hard to prepare. And it isn't easy. It takes time, more time than you might think. The activity goes on all week long. And often people are still working to make things happen right up until just before services begin. Hours and hours are spent preparing. Always with prayer, always with a reliance on Yeshua to give us the strength. Yasher Koach in his strength. Then we all join in the worship, and we're giving and we're receiving at the same time. It's a two-way street. Well, not all of us. Just like right now, there are some who are in the kitchen preparing the oneg that will be blessed by each Shabbat. Some people are with our children, and they're teaching them about Torah with lessons that were prepared long before the classes began. Those volunteers are not in this beautiful sanctuary. These people are giving up participating in part of the worship in order to serve others, to serve Ruach Israel, to serve all of us. And this beautiful sanctuary, it doesn't look like a Jewish space until people spend time every Friday to set up the menorahs, hang the decorations, prepare the Torah, do all the things that need to be done in order to get ready for Shabbat. And when today is done, there'll be those who will go and help put the items away There'll be those in the kitchen that will help clean up. And we all try to help as much as we can, but we know that some are our nets. They are doing more than their share each week. Why? Why do some do so much? Well, it may start with simply being obedient to the commandment to serve. But the more you do, the more you really get to learn what Rav Shaul meant when in Acts, when he repeats our master's words, it is more blessed to give than to receive. See, there's a secret. You get that joy. Now, this is not a one-day-a-week building. We are not a one-day-a-week congregation. Things happen in our community every day of the week, all year long. And every day, people are doing more things that I've touched upon today in order to help meet the needs of our community. There are a lot of ways to help at Ruach Israel. Many different talents are needed here. And being a servant doesn't stop at the walls of our synagogue. We need to leave here today ready to keep serving the others that Hashem has brought into our life everywhere that He takes us. You know, as Abraham ran to serve the three foreigners that approached him, we too should leap at the chance to serve others, those that are in need, even those that are simply strangers in our land. This is a very Jewish thing to do. When you do for the least of these. Well, before I close, I want to talk a little bit about Annette again. I was able to visit Annette's apartment on a number of occasions. Each time I went, and it would take several phone calls for me to connect with Annette at her apartment. She was very busy. She had a schedule that I couldn't just drop in and find Annette. She was off here and there. And wherever she went, she was interacting with other people. And in all those places, Annette was still doing for others. Oh, sometimes she ran the dishwasher. But she would also be praying for people. She would be sharing the good news. Or she would simply be sharing love. When I finally did fit into her schedule and get to the apartment, she would show me things that she had all around the apartment. And every tchotchke that she had a story that went along with it. Each time I would come, she would always take out her latest picture of this young boy. She called him her son. This was a young boy from another continent. This was not a son of Annette's. It was not a story behind it that I was going to be shocked at when she told me. She had undertaken to sponsor this boy from a poor country. And each month, she sent him a little bit of money to help meet his expenses. And each month, they exchanged letters. Real letters. I was amazed. And she would read me parts of his letters. She had such pride in what a fine young man this boy was becoming. So here's Annette in this tiny little apartment, doing without so many of the luxuries that are common in our country. And she was the rich relative to a complete stranger. Well, not a complete stranger, but somebody she was never going to meet. Somebody that she could serve in another way. I'm telling you, that's real giving. And why did she do that? She did it for the nachas. She still was doing it for the joy that it brought her. So Hashem brings people into our lives as examples. And we can learn to become servants from the examples that he brings us. In the Tanakh, Moses was called a servant. Yeshua came to serve as well. And we're called to be just like these. So if you, like so many here at Ruach Israel, are giving of your time to serve what this community needs, thank you. It means a lot. But I invite you to do even more. If you've been missing out on the many ways that you can use your talents to give to others, then please, get involved. Be blessed by being a blessing to others. There's plenty of joy to go. go around. Shabbat Shalom.
Our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. In the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel. In the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel. And may your descendants and the descendants of your people Israel be those. Know your name and study your Torah for Messiah.